Hurricane Dorian is along the Florida coast, now a Category 2 storm, weakened since it parked over and laid bare islands of the Bahamas. But the National Hurricane Center is still warning of life-threatening storm surges here in the U.S. People are evacuating up the coast to North Carolina. Keep an ear on the news. Meanwhile, we're starting to see Dorian's wake on the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. 7 people are confirmed dead in the Bahamas. That number is expected to rise. Last night, Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis called it the greatest national crisis in our country's history. Let's bring in Bahamian Senator Fred Mitchell in Nassau on the island of New Providence. Senator Mitchell, relief efforts are being staged from Nassau. What are you hearing?
Well, people are understandably stunned. The historians tell us that the last time anything like this occurred in the Bahamas was back in 1932. And so no one in living memory has any idea of the kind of destruction that a hurricane of this force can bring.
Well, we're hearing about entire communities, 2,000 Haitian migrants who are living in very, kind of flimsy housing. All that housing is gone, so there's a question about where
everything
people are.
Everything is wiped out. It's just an amazing scene to see.
Well, how do you start helping? Because we also understand the national airport in Abaco is underwater.
This morning I got a briefing from the police, and they say that the airport at Treasure Key is now open. That's an 8,000-foot runway. That's also an international port. Treasure Key is about 30 minutes drive up from Marsh Harbor.
Okay.
The Marsh Harbor airport is still covered in water, but Treasure Key is now receded, and so it's able to take flights. The problem is, of course, the roads are still blocked.
Well, the roads are blocked, and so we understand that people are traveling on jet skis. We were reading an account of somebody in a huge backhoe who cradled some children in the backhoe so that the big wheels of the backhoe could ride them through some flooded waters. I mean, people are going in and making rescues, but
in Grand Bahama, people are just holding their breaths, really, that it comes out okay, because people were trapped in their ceilings as the waters started to rise, and it was difficult with the winds to be able to do anything to mount a rescue. So it's just simply harrowing.
People there are saying this is the Bahamas Katrina. You mentioned people trapped in attics. Now people in New Orleans have axes in their attics so that they can get out when the water rises.
We got a briefing, on Friday afternoon, because you have some experts in here from Hawaii who have been working with the Bahamas over a number of years on storm preparation. And they did the scenarios for us that it was going to be catastrophic and that it would take days, not hours, to start mounting rescues. And sure enough, that's what it's proven. So the Prime Minister said last night that obviously we have to look at the codes, we have to look at our procedures, we have to look at the issues of climate change in order to see how we plan for the future.
Yeah.
But of course, the immediate future now is to try and rescue those who are in need of help. We've had a lot of support from our CARICOM partners. The United States government has been most helpful in trying to mobilize quickly, and of people who are Americans who know Abaco quite well and Grand Bahama, and of course are coming to the rescue.
Well, not only that, Senator, you have a lot of Bahamians living here in the U.S. I'm sure you're hearing from them. I'm sure they're desperate to hear from family members.
That's right. I mean, a lot of calls are going out. I think I mentioned to Ambassador Sidney Poitier, who's a great fan of NPR. He's one of the Bahamians who lives over there. And you've got Clay Thompson, you've got Michael Thompson, you've got Buddy Heal. All of these are athletes. And then, of course, you've got a huge community in Miami and Atlanta and New York, and everybody sort of mobilizing to try and get support over here very quickly.
And try to get word. When do you think the communications will be up? Because that's been so painful for people. They just don't know how their loved ones are.
That's right. Abaco is going to be a little down the road because I think the towers were compromised. So that's a little bit more difficult. The police communication has been restored, and there is some telecommunications contact with Grand Bahama.
So still holding your breath there to see, what the human loss is.
That's right. Property you can replace, but human lives, that's a whole other thing. And I think no one properly anticipated the strength and the vigor that this storm brought to the Bahamas. Nassau is still operational. People here had a lot of flooding, but this is the engine of the country, and we can get back up and running more quickly. and that provides the impetus to rescue our brethren and sisters who are in Abaco and in Grand Bahama.
Well, I hear something else you're saying there, Senator. If somebody's planned a winter trip to Nassau in the Bahamas, go, because Nassau needs you to come.
Amen. Amen. This is still paradise.
Senator Fred Mitchell, thank you so much.
Blessings.